Labor and Commerce will now come to order at 3:15 approximately on February 11th, and I'd like to wish one of our members happy birthday, Representative Millet, who's here.
Thank you, and your favorite governor, Sarah Palin's birthday is today.
Oh, double. Representative Josephson's here, Representative Heron, Representative Reinhold, myself, Chair Olson, we do have a quorum, and I'm guessing we'll probably have at least one other person show up. We've got two items on the calendar today, House Bill 5 and Senate Bill 14. First up is House Bill 5, Representative Thompson and Lynette Berg, both or one or?
Both.
Welcome.
Whoops.
And please state your name and affiliations for the record, and fire away.
Got Mr. Chair.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Labor and Commerce Committee. Thank you for hearing this bill today. For the record, I am Representative Steve Thompson and the sponsor of House Bill 5. It's an act relating to the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. House Bill 5 revises the statutes governing architects, engineers, and land surveyors, and designates a full-time investigator to serve specifically for the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. Additionally, the bill updates the examination format to allow for electronic exams rather than just written exams. Presently, the AELS Board shares one investigator who also serves six other boards. He works part-time for the AELS Board. Last year, the board increased the number of engineering branches from 6 to 15 branches. This number of licensees has increased to a total of 6,439, but the amount of time that the investigator works for the board has not. Hiring a full-time investigator would help to ensure that the board can continue to protect the state of Alaska from risk hazards in public health, safety, and welfare. The change in the statute would allow the board to maintain proper oversight of the licensees and to ensure compliance with state statutes and regulations. And I might point out that the position that we're asking for in House Bill 5 is fully funded by the architects and engineers and would have no effect on the general fund whatsoever. And if you have any questions, my staff member, Lynette Berg, is here with me, as well as Director of Corporations, Commissions, and Professional Licensing, Don Haberger, and online are a couple of AELS board members. And thank you.
First off, any questions for the sponsor, Representative Millet? Birthday girl.
Is there a zero fiscal note anywhere? I just don't have one.
A zero, pardon?
A fiscal note.
A zero fiscal note?
No. Through the chair, Representative, fiscal note shows a $115,500 cost, but it all is from receipt services. It's the money that they would pay in with their dues. They increase their dues. They'll be increasing their dues December 13th of 2013 to cover this expense.
I just don't have a copy of the fiscal note, that's all.
We can make that happen, I think. Yep.
This may be.
Any further questions?
Yes.
Representative Josephson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Peterson, Andy Josephson, a colleague of yours, we haven't spoken a whole lot yet, but I'm just curious. I'm told that the executive secretary has to insulate his or her work from the board so that if they're the trier of fact, they're not prejudiced in some way. That is, if they're investigating an engineer who is alleged to have done something wrong. And if I'm right about that, will the investigator also be insulated from the board in some respect so that the board is a neutral arbiter? Does that make sense?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, I'm not sure. I would think that perhaps the gentleman behind me in the room or possibly some of the AELS members that are online might be able to answer that.
I'm guessing Don Haberger. Do you have an answer on that by chance? Or would you like the question restated?
You want me to respond immediately?
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Don Haberger, and I'm Director of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. Through the chair, Representative Josephson. Yes, the investigator is insulated from the board to a degree. The board, as you may know, will sit in judgment. It's part of their role in this. The investigator can bring them select information about cases, but they cannot bring them so much that it would taint their decision if a licensing action needs to be made. So we do have those protocols.
Thank you.
Any further questions for either Don Mulley's here or the sponsor?
Yes.
Fire away.
Thank you, sir. Don, question. Would this be the only board that would have its own investigator? Give us a primary investigations and investigators on different boards. I know there's been some issues. I just wonder how many other boards have their own. Would this be a precedent? Would there be some?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, the medical board was the first to have their own investigator through statute. Last year, a bill was passed, and the legislature gave the down board their designated investigator. This would be the third like that.
Followed, Representative Millett.
Wouldn't the ABC board be the same, and they have investigators, don't they? The alcohol board?
Through the chair, Representative Millett, possibly. ABC board is not under my jurisdiction, if you will, and so I'm not 100% sure.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you. I should know this probably, but are there any state statutes that apply to investigators for professional boards just in general?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler. Yes, in centralized licensing statute, I can't tell you off the top of my head what subsection that is, but there is a section that gives the division authority for investigation. It lays out some other parameters, and generally we use that statute to investigate professional licensees. Okay.
Paul?
I guess a different follow-up and different topic, actually.
Sure.
I'll withdraw. No.
Any further questions for the sponsor or for Don? If not, I will open it up to public testimony. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? Seeing none, we've got three people online. All amazingly enough are related to this issue. Colin Meader, are you with us?
Yes, Chair. My name is Colin Maynard. I'm a structural engineer, licensed civil engineer in the state of Alaska, and I'm a member of the ALS board. I've been asked by the board to testify in support of this bill. We used to have 2.5 investigators assigned to our board over the years. As attrition has occurred, it's come down to now we share one investigator with 6 other boards. The investigator we have has significant workload just from our board. He's had 13 new cases in just the last quarter. I think he has 22 open cases now. There's 2 cases that are in AG's office that have been there for a while. I think he's closed 30 cases in the last 3 months. And we've only added the 9 new disciplines as of last March, so it's going to only get worse. Because more and more people are applying for those licenses, especially from outside Alaska. And keeping up with 15 engineering disciplines, not to mention the architects, surveyors, and landscape architects, and their standards of practice and the various statutes and regulations that apply to all those, is daunting enough without having to deal with 6 other professions as well. It also does not allow him the opportunity to go out and go to construction sites to make sure that the projects are being designed by licensed professionals. We have seen more unlicensed practice due to economic conditions down the lower 48, and I'm not sure that that's going to get any better anytime soon. Would have a positive impact by making him assigned to the one board. There'd be quicker resolutions of cases, and that's whether you're guilty or not guilty. We have at least 3 cases that started in 09 that are still there. I think 2 of them are in the AG's office, but 1 is waiting to go there. The rest of them have been from 2011 and 2012. he's able to go out to somewhere other than the Matsu Valley, Anchorage, and Kenai, which is basically what he's been limited to now by the workload, he'd be able to actually protect public safety by finding unlicensed practices in locations other than within an hour or two of Anchorage. And that's the whole point of this board, is to protect public safety. And lastly, I'd like to remind you that the cost of this will be borne by the licensees themselves. It will not be general fund. It won't be the public. And the licensees want the enforcement done. I've heard some people say, you know, why do I get licensed if nobody's going to enforce it? The other part of this bill that we haven't discussed is the getting rid of the word written in the written exam. As you are probably aware, most of the tests are going to computer-based testing. The architects have been on computer-based testing for several years now, and the engineers' testing will start in January of 2014. So to enable us to do computer-based testing, we have to get the word written out of the provision of the statute. And with that, I will close my testimony. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
We take a question. You said you would, so here you go, Colin.
Hello, sir. Hey, I'm just curious, have you figured out how much this would cost per licensee to add this additional personnel costs?
We have 6,500 licensees, so if it's $110,000 a year, that'd be about, what, $15 a year, so $30 a biennium, because we're charged every 2 years. Right now, we're only being charged, I think it's $125 or $150 for every 2 years, so it's not a considerable increase.
Thank you.
Representative Sadler's checking your math.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm accepting it with face value. Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Menard? Thanks again, Colin.
Just a comment about
Certainly. Representative Josephson.
Yeah, I guess under discussion, I'm very impressed by this in that it seems as if the board has acted as it's taken some affirmative action and is paying for it and doing sort of what the government should do, that is saying there is a need here and we want credible engineers and we're self-policing, but we need help doing it. And boy, if everything worked this well, we could go home early, it seems like. So I'm impressed by it. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks again, Colin. Dale Nelson, Anchorage, are you with us?
Yes, I am. This is Dale Nelson.
Thanks for joining us today. Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
My name is Dale Nelson. I'm a licensed professional civil engineer, and I live here in Anchorage, presently testifying from the Anchorage LIO office. Now, fall under these regulations that is before you, and I'd like to thank Representative Steve Thompson for submitting this bill, and also I am here representing the Alaska Professional Design Council, also referred to as APDC, and I'm chair of the Legislative Liaison Committee, and APDC represents some 9 different societies: the professional engineers, the American Society of Civil Engineers, land surveyors, architects, and several others. And we have a base of some 5,000 members. And the information pertaining to this legislation, we've been following it for some time, and we've had it in our Legislative Liaison Committee conference calls and discussed it. We've also had it in the APDC newsletter, and this information has been out to our membership, and I have not received any pushback, negative reports, that is, as to this legislation. And it is acknowledged and that the members such as myself as a licensed engineer will be paying for the increased cost for a investigator. This has been in the right direction because we all signed a document that we are practicing for the health, safety, and welfare of the public and our designs. So with that, I would just like to close. Thank you for this opportunity to testify, and we are in support of House Bill 5. Thank you.
Oh, thank you again for joining us. Any questions for Mr. Nelson? Seeing none, we have somebody from Fairbanks. Janet Matheson, are you with us, Janet?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us today. Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
My name is Janet Matheson. I'm a registered professional architect. I've been practicing in Fairbanks since 1977, and I'm testifying today on behalf of the American Institute of Architects Alaska Chapter, as well as the Alaska Professional Design Council. I'm speaking for about 230 professional members in the Alaska AIA. We are in favor of the investigator position. We do have problems in our state with comedy licensing, with architects coming in from other states and wanting to work here, with overlap of other design professionals with the architects in the area of miscellaneous services, where other professionals may be doing more work than constitutes a miscellaneous service. We have problems in the area of public safety, where we are responsible from an insurance point of view for all of the work done on a project, including the engineers. And also, we do have difficulties with outside firms who employ architects who are not licensed in Alaska to work on projects that are located in Alaska. We would like to see a full-time position because the existing investigator is only one-sixth committed to our projects and our problems. And as was stated previously, he only has time to concentrate on the Anchorage Bowl. And as you know, the northern part of the state, the southwest, the northwest, and southeast also have a lot of construction projects that could use his services. And finally, of course, the investigator will be funded by fees and not from the general fund. As far as the examination change in the statute, this simply brings it up to date because architectural examinations are now totally electronic. We would appreciate your consideration of this bill, and thank you for allowing me to testify.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us today. Any questions for Ms. Matheson? Seeing none, is there anybody else online? Nobody else online and nobody in the room that would care to testify. And with that, I think I will close out public testimony and just make a comment that it's probably speaking for everybody in the room that's legislature. It's really nice having a bill that is, number one, non-controversial, number two, is being paid for by the people that have requested the legislation. And with that, I'll open it up to committee comments. Seeing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Well, I move House Bill 528-LS-0023 version U from committee with individual recommendation and attached fiscal note.
Is there any opposition? Seeing none, the bill moves out of committee and we'll take a brief at ease to... we're back on the record at 3:38 p.m. The second item on the calendar today is Senate Bill 14. Last week, the committee heard and held the House Bill companion to this bill. They're identical, totally identical. Today, to present House Bill 14, are Senator Fred Dyson, who I believe was housebroken a number of years ago, weren't you? And Joshua Banks. You have our undivided attention. Welcome to Labor and Commerce.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee, and thanks for hearing this bill. I'm also doing resources, so. But once again, you have a bill here. There's no opposition. The couple of the utilities in Representative Sadler and I's area requested we just extend the limit of their board members from 3 to 4 years. It's permissive. They can do whatever they want. And with your permission, I'll run off and leave my assistant, Joshua Banks, to answer any of your questions.
Yes, certainly. It could be brief because we heard the identical bill last week. Mm-hmm. But welcome, Joshua. I believe it's the first time you've testified before us, but state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Joshua Banks, staffer, Senator Dyson of Eagle River, and I'll be presenting Senate Bill 14, an act relating to the term of office of directors of telephone or electric cooperatives. And as I'm sure you've heard last week, the bill is completely permissive, and in that no cooperatives is not mandatory for them to change if they choose not to. We believe that the changes would be beneficial to cooperatives in that for new directors with telephone and electric cooperatives, it's a steep learning curve for them, and with an extra year, it will allow newer directors to get through the learning curve and be more productive for the members of their cooperative, and also will give more flexibility to the elections of cooperatives. Currently, Alaska Statute 10.25.160 states that cooperatives have to have an election each year, where one-third of their board is up for election. And SB 14 will allow it so that if a cooperative chooses to do so, they can have biannual elections instead of elections just 1 year or every year. And again, the bill is permissive, not mandatory. If there's a cooperative that wishes to make this change, then they will be able to. Most cooperatives have bylaws that would have to be changed in addition to this bill in order to change the term, to lengthen the terms for their board directors. The bill is supported by cooperatives throughout the state, the Chugach Electric Association and the Alaska Power Association have submitted letters of support, and the APA represents 15 electric cooperatives throughout the state. And the IBEW has also come out in support, and we know of no opposition to this bill. So with that, I welcome any questions from the committee. And Mr. Phil Steyer with Chugach Electric, I believe, is online.
I believe we'll be talking to Phil shortly.
So any questions, Mr. Chair? That's it.
And who's got the first question for Joshua? Are we going to let him off easy? Oh, Representative Sadler, you got to watch out for this.
Got to try. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Banks, just curious, from your information in the Senator's office, are there other utilities other than Chugach that are kind of chomping at the bit trying to get this change made? I know it's permissive, but is there anybody else that you know might employ it quickly?
Through the Chair, Representative Sadler, the Alaska Power Association also passed a resolution in order to support this bill. I believe... other than that, I don't know of anyone that's chomping on a bit, just waiting for this bill to pass so they can put the measure to a vote by their co-op members.
Okay. And partial answer to your question, I think I wouldn't be surprised next year if we see service areas possibly look at it, especially from the smaller committees that have a hard time getting a full list of candidates oftentimes. And would like to keep the ones that they have a little bit longer. So I think we might see this develop in other directions. But Paul,
if I may put that question, Mr. Banks, do you think what effect do you think this would have on the recruitment ability of boards to recruit new members to run new candidates?
Through the Chair, Representative Sadler, I would imagine that it would help in recruiting new directors because, as I mentioned, that it would allow newer directors more time to get caught up on the technical aspects of the industries, and so it wouldn't be quite as daunting of a task to step in with little experience in these industries.
Good. Thanks.
No, I'm good.
Representative Josephson?
No. Okay.
Representative Heron? Seeing, looks like we're done with the initial round of committee comments, I think we'll open it up to public testimony. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify? Seeing none, seeing only staff and Don,
Habiger from the across the street. I know we have one gentleman online. Phil Steyer, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
I think this is one of those ones where you can keep it short if you'd like. Please state your name and affiliation for the record, Phil.
My name is Phil Steyer. I work for Chugach Electric Association in Anchorage.
Thank you for joining us today, Phil. And either you or Chugach have a position on this bill.
Chugach is supportive of this bill, and my comments on it would be akin to those that I gave last week on the House version. So Chugach is supportive of this bill, appreciative of this committee and the folks on the Senate side to take a look at this issue on behalf of our industry.
Well, thank you again for taking the time to join us on this issue and the previous bill, the House bill. Any questions for Mr. Steyer? Seeing none, you're off the hook, Phil. Anybody else online? And nobody else in the room? Changed at least. That will close public testimony. Any committee comments or thoughts or questions?
Just a motion.
What's the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee move SB 14, version 28-LS0269 /uniform from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any opposition to moving this bill out of committee? With that, we'll move the bill out of committee, and we are adjourned at 3:45.